This podcast is brought to you by the BMG Group, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Thursday, July 2nd, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines today. The ruling African National Congress Party has dismissed a call from the party's youth wing to nationalize the country's mining and manufacturing industries in the wake of the global financial crisis. The ANC's Secretary-General, Gwede Mantashe, says that nationalizing mineral assets is not on the party's agenda, after Youth League leader Julius Malema was quoted as pressing for state ownership. Mantashe, a former mine workers leader who chairs the ANC's Communist Party ally, says that nationalization is not likely. Harmony Gold is in a position to give the provisionally liquidated Pamozi Gold Free State a life of more than 10 years, says Harmony CEO Graham Briggs. What is needed in the Volcom area, he says, is a long-term profitable operation, and Harmony, which has already been selected as the preferred bidder for the stricken Pamozi Gold Free State assets, is without doubt the company able to do that in a manner that national patrimony demands. Briggs adds that Harmony is ideally positioned to take full advantage of the resuscitation of the President's Dane gold mine, because its own Free State assets surround those of Pamozi Gold Free State, which is why they can be used to unlock all the synergies optimally. Also making headlines, diversified exploration company Tebex sells its stake in Angel Diamonds to a UK firm. Gold Ouro moves to protect its interest in a Brazilian exploration project. Labour Union Solidarity says that flour bar producer Sally's Witkop closure could affect 300 workers. And Caledonia Mining says that Mitsubishi has withdrawn from its South African exploration projects. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.